رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ان الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب اليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters, last week a friend of mine called me and said, remember it's Ashura. And you know that it is the sunnah to fast in Ashura. And we were thinking about it, we were just celebrating Ramadan. And all of a sudden, it's the 10th of the month of the new year. Another friend of mine who's a non-Muslim said, I can't believe it's already past half of January. What's happening to time? Time seems to be passing very quickly. Time is running. Something's happening. But then this reminded me of Ibn Rumi, who said that the passage of time and the fast passage of time is really an illusion. He said that if you are on a boat traveling at a high speed in a river, or in modern terms, if you're in a train traveling at a high speed, you see the trees and things passing by you very quickly. This is actually an illusion, because the trees are not moving. It is you who is moving so fast. And this is actually what's happening to us in life. It is us that are moving very fast in life. We are just passers through life. And as we get older, the speed seems to get quicker. So we need to take heed of this. In the Quran, several ayahs bring to our attention time. For example, Surah Al-Fajr, which talks about the Fajr, the early morning. Surah Al-Duha, or Surah Al-Asr, which we all know and recite in our prayers, which says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. So it is swearing by time, and says that surely mankind is diminishing. Every person is diminishing, which is quite true, because from the moment we are born, we are racing towards our graves. If you think about it, the sunnah is for you to do two things to a newborn baby. You do the iqama, you do the adhan in the right ear, and you do the iqama in the left ear. This is a sunnah. That's what you do to a newborn baby. And if you ever think about it, why is it so? And it is actually because you are calling to the prayers that are going to be carried out for this baby when he dies. Because from the moment we are born, we are just racing towards our grave. So, in actual fact, what we all are, if we reduce ourselves to the very basics, what we all are is a given amount of time. That's what I am, that's what you are, that's what everybody is. A given amount of time on this earth. Nobody knows how long this time is going to be, but everybody is just got an allotted amount of time. And that's why the Quran brings this to our attention, so that we understand that time is the most valuable commodity that any of us has. And it's very important to keep this fresh in mind and to make sure that we don't waste our time. It seems to be quite strange that some people will say, I'm going to do this just to kill some time. How can you kill the most valuable commodity you have in life? Let's just think about a sobering thought. Assuming that a person will live to be 60. So if you've got 60 years of life, you will spend 25 years sleeping out of these 60 years. Now, you become mukallaf. God starts to, you will be accountable for what you do, say, from the age of 15. So if you add 15 to 25, that's 40. This leaves you only with 20 years of life. This is the only time where you can do things that will count towards your hereafter. So you've only actually got 20 years of life to work, to do whatever you need to do to stay alive, but more importantly, to work towards your hereafter. Because why are we here? Why is everybody given an allotted amount of time? Again, let's return to the Quran and see what it tells us about that. The Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُم مِّن رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ So, God has created us to worship Him. And worship does not mean the physical acts of prayer or fasting. These are parts of worship. But worship has got a much, much bigger meaning to it. And also God reminds us in the Quran, where He says, يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ Allah causes night and day to succeed each other. Truly, this is indeed a lesson for those who have insight. So if you take these two ayahs together, God is reminding us. He's giving us a continuous reminder that time is passing, that whatever we have is going to go away from us very quickly. What are we doing about it? But then He doesn't leave us in the dark. He explains to us, you are here to do a certain thing. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Then, the Quran again explains to us another concept where He says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ And He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَوِيَةٍ That's talking about the hereafter. So whatever we do here, in the hereafter, is going to be weighed. There is a way. And whatever you do, good or bad, is being counted. So the allotted given of time we're given is to try and do as much as possible for this moment when we are going to be weighed, when our actions are going to be weighed, the good and the bad. Now, we don't have any excuses because God has made it very clear to us in the Quran. He's explained to us these concepts over and over and over. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a very famous hadith which says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Make use or grab five things before five things happen. شَبَابُكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ Make use of your youth before you become old. وَصَحَّتُكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ Make use of your health before you are unhealthy or ill. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ Make use of your wealth before you are poor. وَفَرَاغِكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ Make use of any free time you have before you find yourself so busy that you don't have any free time. وَحَيَاتِكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ And finally, make use of your life before you die. I don't think anybody can argue that we are all going to die. And nobody can argue we are all living here for a limited amount of time, no matter how long we live. So I think it's very important that we make as much use as we can of whatever time we have on this earth. Now, if you go to any time management course, they will teach you how to make maximum use of your time. One of the very common exercises I give in time management courses is to say, assuming you have a big stone, smaller stones, some pebbles, some sand, and some water, how can you put all these into a box? And if you think about it, if you start by putting the sand and the pebbles, you will not find enough space for the big stone. So the logical way to do it is to put the big stone first, then the smaller stones, then fill any spaces with pebbles, then pour the sand, and then the water, and you'll be able to put everything in the box. That's how you can make maximum use of a box. Same thing applies to time. How can you make maximum use of your time? The way to make maximum use of your time is to prioritize. You must, each and every one of us must determine what is the big stone in his life, what are the smaller stones, what are the pebbles, what's the sand, and what's the water. We've got a lot of things to do in life. We've got to work, we've got to relax, we've got to enjoy ourselves, we've got to look after our families. But the most important thing, the stone, the big stone, is we've got to make use of this life for the hereafter, because we're in this life for a limited amount of time, but the hereafter is forever. The hadith says, لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ثَلَاثٍ. Nobody will pass in the hereafter before being asked about three things. عَنْ شَبَابَهُ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهُ. His youth or her youth. How did they spend the youth? Youth is very important. You're going to be asked about it. وَعَنْ عُمْرُهُ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهُ. And about his life or her life, what did you spend your life doing? وَعَنْ مَالُهُ فِيمَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَكَيْفَ أَنْفَقَ. And about your money, how did you earn your money and how did you spend it? Each and every one will be asked about these three things. So it's very important to take heed. It's very important to be prepared for this. It's very important to remember that time is a very valuable commodity. We must not waste time. We must have a plan. So everyone must make a plan for himself or herself. How am I going to go to heaven? What is my way to heaven? How am I going to use my time to the maximum efficiency that will take me to heaven? There are many routes to heaven. There are not one or two or three. Everyone has a route to heaven and a route to hell. But it's up to each and every one of us to identify his route to heaven. So again, going back to basic time management techniques. If you go to any time management course, they will teach you how to prioritize, but they will teach you something else which is very important, which is how to increase your efficiency. So if you've got a limited amount of time, you can't increase the time, but you can increase your efficiency. So if you become more efficient, you can make much more and you can gain much more in the same allotted amount of time. This applies to studying, to work, to productivity, but more importantly, to planning and to working towards going into heaven. So in the second part of the khutbah, we'll discuss a few of the techniques that can be used to maximize the use of our time on this earth so that we can go to heaven, inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا رسول الله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المنير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So in the first part of the khutbah I discussed time and how important and how valuable it is. We discussed what we are here for and what we want to achieve. And we discussed techniques of time management to A, maximize the use of time, prioritize, and then we stopped at the point of efficiency. How can I increase efficiency? Now, if you want to increase the efficiency of the use of time for the hereafter, you need to remember something very important. You must invest some time to learn about how to score points for the hereafter. What does God want us to do? What has Prophet Muhammad taught us to do so that we can make maximum use of whatever we're doing? So some of the teachings, the first hadith in Imam al-Nawawi's book says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Whatever you do is by intention, and you are going to be either rewarded or punished according to your intention. So we need to understand that. We need to learn how to have intentions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sunnah also teaches us, brothers, please can you move forward to make space for the latecomers? There are some very simple things that can be done. Of course, prayer, fasting, and doing Hajj and doing Umrah, all these things are very important. But there are much simpler things that can be done that will make us make use of our time in a better way. For example, the hadith says, إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ حَسَنًا. If you find some dirt or something that might harm people in the middle of the road, just put it to the side. You're scoring points. You're taking a hasana. الْبَشَاشَةُ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ حَسَنًا. Just smiling in your brother's or your sister's face. This is a hasana. So it's a simple thing. It's making maximum use of the time. You meet people all the time. Just smile in their face. Let me read some of the hadith for you. There's a hadith on Abu Huraira, which says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل سلامي من الناس عليه صدقة كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس تعدل بين اثنين صدقة وتعين الرجل في دبته فتحمل عليها أو ترفع له عليه متاعه صدقة والكلمة الطيبة صدقة وبكل خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة. Translation of this: each person's every joint must perform a charity every day the sun comes up. So the Prophet is making it quite clear. Make use of your time, perform as much charities as you can. Charity is not just paying money. And he's explaining this quite clearly. There are many ways of doing charity. To act justly between two people is charity. Every one of us gets a chance to do that. If you have to act between two people, just be just. And this is charity. You're taking points. To help a man with his mount, lifting him onto it or hoisting up his belongings onto it is charity. So helping other people. And other people here is not only Muslims. Helping anybody, helping other people, any human being who is in need is charity. You are getting points for that. A good word is charity. So if you're talking, try to say good words. Try to be nice to people. This is charity. This is maximizing the use of your time. You're at work. You have to work to earn a living, and that's part of your duty on earth. But while you're at work, be nice to people. So you're maximizing your time. You're making use of the time by doing your job, but you're also making points by being charitable to other people. Every step you take to prayer is charity. So if you're walking to the mosque for prayer, every step you take as you're walking coming here, is charity. Every step is a charity. Removing a harmful thing from the road is a charity. So we already discussed this. So here are some guidelines from the Prophet ﷺ on how to make use of time and how to score points. Let me just find another hadith for you where Prophet ﷺ says, من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده، ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. Right, here's a very interesting hadith which gives us a lot of tips about what we can do to gain points, again using very little time. Prophet says, whoever removes a worldly grief from a believer, Allah will remove from him one of the griefs of the day of the judgment. So again, helping fellow human beings. If you find somebody in trouble, if you hear about somebody in trouble, just go and help as much as you can. Whoever alleviates the lot of a needy person, Allah will alleviate his lot in this world and the next world. Whoever shields a Muslim, Allah will shield him in this world and in the next world. Allah will aid a servant of his so long as the servant aids his brother. So we can all help each other. That's what we need to do. Whoever follows a path to seek knowledge therein, Allah will make it easy for him a path to paradise. So all the students who are spending their time and striving to get knowledge, knowledge is not only religious knowledge, knowledge is any sort of knowledge. It can be a charity, all depending on your niyyah, all depending on your intention while doing it. And here is a very interesting point. No people gather together in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah and studying it among themselves without tranquility descending upon them, mercy enveloping them, and angels surrounding them, and Allah making mention of them amongst those who are with Him. So if you make some time to sit with a group of brothers or sisters and recite Quran or just remember Allah, this is a great act of charity. And whoever is slowed down by his actions will not be hastened forwards by his lineage. So again, Prophet Muhammad makes it very clear that we need to act. This is what we're here for. We're given a certain amount of time on this earth and we must make use of this. And making use of it is to act in the time and making maximum use of the time, not wasting the time. So to sum up, the take-home messages are: remember the purpose of this life. Remember the scales, the mizan that we will all be standing for in the hereafter one day. Set up an individual plan. Each and every one must have a plan, must have a clear idea as to which is the path that's going to lead him or her to heaven. And remember time management. Time is the most valuable commodity that everyone has. Do not waste your time. And acquire the knowledge by reading or going to somebody who's knowledgeable to learn from them, or by listening to tapes or whatever, to understand how you can make maximum use of your time and getting scoring as much points as you can and getting as much charity as you can. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ابدا ما احييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا والزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا واشرح به صدورنا ونور به قلوبنا واطلق به السنتنا واجعلنا نتلوه كما تحب وترضى وكما يرضيك عنا يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يذكر لكم وأقم الصلاة ورحمة الله